Well, to Paris now, 30 employees working at Notre Dame Cathedral before Monday's fire have been interviewed, according to the Paris prosecutor, who says there's no evidence the fire was intentionally set. So we await investigations. But meanwhile, we were struck as we watched people watch the flames, how few were watching through recording cell phones, as if they needed to see it with their own eyes. One person who did watch through a lens was seasoned war photographer Maya Vidon-White, who also covered the terrorist attacks in Paris in 2015. She sent us some powerful pictures. You can see them at herenow.org as she joins us from Paris. And Maya, you have seen so much through your lens. What were you thinking while you watched Notre Dame?
Oh, I wasn't thinking. I never think, Robin. In a case like this, as a photographer, you can't allow yourself to feel or have any emotion. All you're looking at is the picture. And this is a way for war photographers to be able to cover this. You cannot allow yourself to think.
We're looking at some of the pictures now. Notre Dame itself is almost sepia-toned. It looks like it's from a different time, but with the flames and the light the flames are throwing, it's almost like blood has been thrown across the building. And then in some of the pictures, you have almost like white laser beams. What's that? Well, that's the water shooting out.
It's true. The water in this white laser, it's exactly what I saw. I'm glad you're seeing it as well. But especially the picture where you see the water hoses crossing each other, it really reminded me of something symbolic of a church, this cross. And the red sepia tone seems completely unreal. I think if we had seen this in a movie, we wouldn't have believed it.
You turn around too, and we see the faces of the people gathered. In some pictures, they're singing hymns. We know they gathered to sing hymns. Talk about what you saw in those faces.
Well, those people are really watching an event that's heart-wrenching to them. And although I cannot allow myself to feel, they can. There was a very, very strong feeling of unity, of solidarity, pretty much like after Charlie Hebdo. People gathered together. They didn't know each other necessarily. What strikes me is that a lot of these who are singing are very, very young people. And this is a face of France that you don't see unless you go to church, because the Christians are not very visible in daily life. And there they were, witnessing a disaster. Among all the French residents, we all are affected by this, clearly.
Well, you mentioned Paris attacks, and we're thinking how much you've seen through your lens. This is the cafe and stadium attacks in 2015. And at that time, you were charged under French criminal law for a photo that you took. France has much tighter restrictions on photographs. French criminal law forbids the publication of photographs of survivors of crimes or terrorist acts without their permission. In your case, you took an incredibly powerful photo of a victim who sadly had passed. All the charges against you were dismissed, but not before a trial. And it was a very painful time. But to us, we were thinking, you know, Charlie Hebdo, the Paris attacks, you're a war photographer, and yet you've seen through your lens so much on the streets of Paris.
Yes, exactly. It's true that I have photographed a lot of conflicts, a lot of disasters. It's true that when I came back to Paris, I came back for a more sheltered life. And it seems that conflict has followed me and disasters have followed me. And I never expected it. But I am trained to cover this kind of situation to the point that I did a job that cost me months of trial. And although the charges were dismissed, it's a trial that deeply hurt me. But I did nothing wrong. I did my job, and I did my job like I do it anywhere in the world. I did it in Paris, too. Maybe Parisians have a better sense of their right to their image. Sometimes they have an obtuse sense of their right to the image. But I believe that everybody had a sense of the drama that was unfolding before us with Notre Dame burning.
Did you have a sense, I am photographing history?
Of course. And I was talking to neighbors. I said, what's the day today? We have to remember that date. April 15, 2019 is a date that will mark history for us in France, maybe in the world as well.
Well, April 15th is a day that has a lot of resonance. Here in Boston, it was the marathon bombing and many other events on the 15th. That's Parisian news photographer Maya Vidon-White. We'll have many of her dramatic photographs at hereandnow.org as Notre Dame was burning. Maya, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Robin.